It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Lawn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh. Let's
go! 24 minutes to 8 on this Wednesday. Mark Bickley is here and looking forward to, well, let's be honest, we're pretty low-key here, but radio's greatest ever segment. And that is Quick Bix. We'll play that before 8 o'clock this morning. I've been waiting for this, so I just can't wait to do it. I also can't wait to check out Adelaide United, the next home game for the Reds, in a couple of weeks' time, not until April, where they take on Sydney FC. So this is how it works, Mark Bickley. There's a bit of a break this weekend because the Socceroos are playing against Ecuador on Friday, and then they will play again on Tuesday in Sydney, then in Melbourne.
Yes, do you want to just announce, you made an announcement earlier that Aaron Moy is out of the Socceroos squad.
Aaron Moy's out and he has been replaced by another former Adelaide United player, and that is Ryan Strain, which is really good for Strainy. So he joins the likes. If you think about the Socceroos squad at the moment and you think about the South Australian connection, so Craig Goodwin is there, Nestori Irinkunda's part of the train on, Joe Gauchi is there, Ryan Strain is there, then Riley McGree, Aware Mabil. There's a handful of South Australian talent, which is incredible. And while we're speaking of South Australian talent, it's really good to have Ryan Kiddo on the line with us from Adelaide United, who are coming off a fantastic win against Wellington Phoenix. Weekend off, then we've got to play the Wanderers, which is going to be another challenging match. Ryan, first of all, congratulations, new dad. You're not sleeping, obviously.
No, it's been good. I can't complain so far. I don't know, it's in a little honeymoon period at the moment, but so far, so good.
So Ryan, how old is your, is it son or daughter? Sorry about my ignorance.
Nah, little son, George, was born last Thursday, so yeah, still pretty fresh, I think. Yeah, day 6 today.
So how did you do this, Ryan? We were going to leave this to the end, but this is really important. So little George was born on the Thursday, and then you went out and played 90 minutes on the Friday. Did you have a couple of coffees beforehand or what?
Yes, a lot of coffees, a lot of energy gels, but obviously I was very high on adrenaline, and it was a special moment, and you know, the club was so good and allowed me to be there for my wife and for George, and yeah, I was obviously eager to get out there Friday night and put in a good performance for them as well.
One of the things that's really special about that, Ryan, and I was talking to a few players at Cooper Stadium on Friday night, but the fact that you were playing means that everything was safe and according to plan when it came to the arrival of little George, which is great for you and your wife too. And you got to celebrate with 3 points, which I'm sure means a lot for the club, continuing this momentum at the back end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in a good run at the moment. We just got to keep that momentum and that form. And yeah, we're in a good place and we're playing good football. I think everybody's enjoying it and we're enjoying playing like it. So yeah, we'll take one game at a time and just keep putting our best foot forward, and hopefully we can finish as high up as possible.
Now, Ryan, I've taken an interest in soccer for a long time, but not a real close interest. This, to me, seems quite out of the box, this scoring run that you're on. Have you been involved in a team that scored as prolifically as your team has in the last 5 or 6 weeks?
No, definitely not. I think it's just a momentum thing. It's, you know, when you're winning, you find ways to win. When you're losing, it's difficult to win. And when you're scoring, you find ways to score. And when you're not scoring, it's difficult to score. So we're just in a good little run at the moment. Obviously, the boys are really confident and we've got a lot of quality in that final third. And we know if we give them the opportunities, they're more than capable of taking them, and they're doing it really well at the moment.
I think one of the players that everyone's been talking about, and you talked about quality in the front half, Nestori Irinkunda, it's just been, he's been flawless the last couple of weeks and just so talented. We saw that he was human on the weekend. It looked like he was going to score again, and then he just fluffed a little chance. He looked like he was pretty disappointed. Did you console him afterwards? Was he okay?
Yeah, it's just about learning for Nestori. He's been putting in complete performances, which has been a real joy to see. He's not just, you know, having an impact with the ball, but he's also starting to do his job off the ball as well. And yeah, he was disappointed, but my advice for Nestori, and I said after the game, was the important thing is you're having these chances. Mm. You know, you've got something to worry about when you're not having the chances. So keep putting yourself in the right position, and he knows with his quality that he'll take them 9 times out of 10.
Ryan, the goal scoring is amazing. We've spoken to Mark Milligan a few times about this too. I feel if I can be at all critical, and I'd love to get your take on this. I felt in the match against Wellington on Friday, there was probably a 10-15 minute period where we had the game wrapped up, and I felt like they turned the momentum a little bit. And I guess the fear is that there are teams such as the Wanderers and Melbourne City that potentially could capitalise on that if we don't fix those defensive lapses. Is that a focus during the break and then towards the back end of the season to make sure it's good to score goals, but also to make sure that we're focused for the full 90 minutes?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think we really have put in a complete 90 minutes yet. So it is a focus for us and something we are working on. And, you know, it's important. Obviously, we're doing really well with the ball. It's important that we can also control the game without the ball. And we're working as hard as we possibly can. And obviously, the style we play and as aggressive we are as going forward, we are going to concede some chances. But it's just about limiting those chances and recognising in situations in the game when we might not have control that we might have to sit in and suffer as a team for a little bit to then get on the front foot again.
Ryan, I'm keen to get your thoughts on Craig Goodwin. He blitzed it over at the World Cup. It appears he's come back and he's a statesman now, and he's just looks like he's a dominant player in this league. What's it like with him as the skipper and playing alongside of him? And he just has enormous confidence the way he carries himself at the moment.
Yeah, he's simply a superstar, and he's so important for us for our team and for our team to be successful. He's that X-factor player, and he makes the right decisions at the right times in the key moments. So I always say it, I think I've got the easiest job in the league because I've got a little cushy left-back role behind him to just give him the ball and let him do his thing. So we get along really well off the field, and on the field we have a good connection as well. And I love seeing him do his thing every 90 minutes, and we'll sit back on my lounge and enjoy watching him play for the Socceroos over this next week.
Well, Jared mentioned there's a little bit of a break while the national duties are taking place. What's the plans?
The plans, mentally refresh, I guess. Mm. We've got 5 games left, so just make sure all the boys' full focus is with football for those last 5 matches, and we can really push on and make sure we be as successful as we can this season, because we do have a good feeling at the club at the moment. But also in the same breath to make sure we maintain focus and continue to work hard as well, because we just need to win every game from here on in if we want to achieve what we want to achieve.
Have you been given the all clear to have a glass of red wine?
You know, Carl, he's always happy for you to enjoy yourselves at the right time. So he's a good gaffer to work under, and he has a very he appreciates a good work life balance. So I'm sure at the appropriate time, Carl will allow me to enjoy a glass of red wine.
You will do that responsibly. And what we love about you as well, Ryan Kiddo, is that now you've joined Dad's Army. So you've gone from being one of the young kids now. You're going to be alongside Craig Goodwin, who's got his own son, and then some of the Spanish guys in Hiroshi, where you basically are now one of the elder statesmen of Adelaide United. So you have to embrace that as now an old bloke.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, hopefully. It's a bit funny, isn't it? 28, 29. I still see myself as being a young boy, so I guess I haven't broken into the team until the last couple of seasons, but I just go out there and enjoy every moment and still try to play young and bring energy to the game, because I think that's when I play my best football.
And Ryan, you can sell your sports car now and buy some sort of small SUV to carry all the prams, the bassinets. Your life's over, mate.
Oh, your life's over.
For the next year or two, anyway. Well, it's a full-time job.
It is. Well, embrace it, Ryan, mate. We love everything you do for Adelaide United, and your football story is an incredible one of resilience and toughness, and we love those stories especially, mate. So you're a workhorse, one of the hardest workers at the club, and enjoy the time off. And then there's a couple of really big games coming up. The Wanderers away, and then Sydney FC, which is always a challenge, especially at home, hoping to get another big crowd at Cooper Stadium. So thank you so much for your time on SENSA.
My pleasure. Thanks for the support, guys. We appreciate it as a club.
Mm. Ryan Kiddo there, doing great stuff at Adelaide United. Everyone there is just braining it. It's a bit of a conundrum when I look at this. They're having a week off now, and whilst Ryan talked about getting a mental refresh and everyone catching their breath, I reckon as a coach, when you're rolling like they are, and they are really rolling and riding this wave of momentum, you would have loved it just to keep rolling on.
This is the concern that I've got, Bix, because the last break that we had, mm-hmm. the last long break at Adelaide United was the World Cup break, yep. and we rolled into the World Cup break. We beat Melbourne Victory at home, and then things kind of stalled a little bit after that break. So it is a real momentum killer at times. It's kind of like the bye in the AFL. It can be, or the bye in the final series has caused a few upsets. So I'm sure their focus will be good, sitting comfortably in second at the moment. But if it wasn't for that win against Wellington on Friday, it would have been a different story. So looking forward to seeing the Reds when they're back here in April against Sydney FC. And that chat with Ryan Kiddo. Our chat with mates, $1 per month for 3 months with Mate mobile plans. Make the switch today. 7:46 Quick Bix is next. Prepare, do your vocal exercises, do your mind kind of stuff, and we will do it next on SENSA.